A community group in La Crosse is getting care packages to local Hmong elders who are fearful of immigration enforcement agents. It's Monday, February 9th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, dual enrollment has been growing across Wisconsin, but it's still low in Milwaukee. And an Eau Claire native is representing Team USA in three Nordic combined skiing events at the Winter Olympics. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Public Radio brings the state together. With reports from our eight bureaus around the state, WPR is your connection to the pulse of Wisconsin. We are your source for in-depth news from Wisconsin, the U.S., and the world.
As Immigration and Customs Enforcement continues its operation in Minnesota, concern has spilled over into some western Wisconsin communities. Hope Kerwin has more on how one group is coming together to support older adults who say they're fearful of a run-in with ICE.
Maitia Yang is board president of the Hmong Cultural and Community Center in La Crosse. During a recent visit with her mother-in-law, Yang discovered the 80-year-old hadn't left her home in nearly 2 weeks.
She said, "Well, I'm scared to go out because what if I get picked up by ICE? I don't know the language or I don't know what they're asking me."
Yang says most Hmong elders in La Crosse are U.S. citizens, but many struggle with English, making a confrontation with ICE feel like a big risk. It's why her organization held a community care rice drive to provide care packages to more than 230 older adults. In just weeks, the drive received more than $10,000 in donations from local businesses and community members. Yang says they hope to provide another round of care packages next month. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee County officials passed an ordinance last week attempting to limit federal immigration enforcement agents from operating in county parks. The ordinance prohibits law enforcement, including ICE agents, from staging in more than 150 county parks and parkways without prior approval. Milwaukee County Supervisor Patty Logsdon was one of three supervisors to vote against it.
The federal government has mandated what is going on with ICE. We may not all agree with it, but it's a mandate that I feel as an elected official I have to listen to and I have to follow.
During the debate on the resolution, some county officials said it would likely not prevent ICE agents from still operating in county parks. But supporters said getting the ordinance on the books could be used in a future lawsuit against the agency if they defy it. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says he does plan to sign the legislation. Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore says she's strongly against President Donald Trump's recent call to nationalize elections. On a podcast last week, the president said that Republicans should, quote, take over elections in 15 states. Trump did not say which states were on that list. Voting rights groups oppose the notion. They say they trust clerks in the state to count the votes. In an interview with PBS Wisconsin's Here and Now, Moore cited the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which gives states the authority to run elections.
This is yet another unconstitutional thing that President Trump and his sycophants want to do.
Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, both from Wisconsin, have said that they oppose nationalizing elections. Student participation in dual enrollment programs has been growing across Wisconsin. But Corey Hess reports a recent study by Marquette University shows participation rates in Milwaukee are still low and many schools are not taking part at all.
With dual enrollment, high school students have a chance to save money on college credits and the time it would take them to complete a degree. Kenya Brown was a junior in Milwaukee when she started taking college classes and working at Frederick Health. When she graduated high school in 2019, she was offered a full-time job. Brown says the dual enrollment program gave her confidence. She's now in a management program at Freightert.
I feel like the reason that I'm in the position that I'm in now, which is a leader role, it kind of pushed me to do more and to do more for myself.
Marquette surveyed Milwaukee schools and found less than 4% participate in dual enrollment. That's well below the state average of 25%. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development is accusing a Burger King owner-operator of labor violations affecting more than 600 kids. The findings come after the agency investigated Cave Enterprises. The company operates more than 100 Burger King franchises in Wisconsin. According to the state's labor department, the violations included allowing kids younger than the age of 16 to start work without a permit, allowing kids to work outside legally permitted hours, and allowing them to work lengthy shifts without a lunch break. Wisconsin is ordering the company to pay back more than $200,000 in wages owed to young employees. It's also asking for payment of additional fines totaling more than $800,000. Cave Enterprises did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Coming up, a Wisconsinite is representing Team USA at the Winter Olympics this year, competing in 3 skiing events. Stay with us.
There's a certain spirit about being a Wisconsinite.
On Wisconsin Weekend, we celebrate that by exploring the stories that make the state special.
And we meet people doing interesting things who don't always make it into the headlines.
Connect with your Wisconsin community on Wisconsin Weekend.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10 on WPR News.
And finally, Eau Claire native Ben Loomis is representing Team USA this February in his 3rd Winter Olympic Games. He'll compete in the 3 Nordic combined skiing events. Loomis has been skiing in western Wisconsin since he was 2 years old. That's where he built the foundation for his Olympic career. Nordic combined skiing blends ski jumping with a cross-country skiing race. The ski jumping competition scores determine the order athletes line up in the race. Whoever crosses the finish line first wins. There are 2 individual events and 1 team event. Loomis says he couldn't be happier to represent the United States.
Even though it's been 3 times now, I think it hasn't lost the lust.
Loomis previously won silver at the 2016 Winter Youth Olympic Games in Norway. He also competed in the 2018 and 2022 Winter Olympics. And finally, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. Mostly cloudy today, but warmer than the past few days, with highs getting into the 30s, possibly even cracking the 40s in the south today. No rain or snow expected, but things could be a little windy at times. Overnight, a little bit of a wintry mix in the north, turning to all snow later on, with low temperatures down into the 20s. And that'll do it for this Monday. Glad to have you along. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Hey, don't forget to leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening right now. Only takes a few minutes. We love hearing your feedback. And of course, it always helps other people find the show as well. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.